Press Review on Radio U.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome and welcome back to our Press Review. This is a new edition of Press Review. So,
hey, everyone, I'm Nicolo.
I'm Greta.
And today we're going to discuss some themes starting from the first pages of today's this morning journals. For example, the election of Harris and her speech. The election is a choice between chaos and freedom. Then the new raid in Israel, the death of Matilde Lorenzi tomorrow, the funerals. Last night, Napoli beat Milan. The Ballon d'Or, flutes in Spain. The tram derails in Oslo, and tonight's games. But not forget the Liguria elections and the tensions with the left wings, copper threats, and the double attack.
Exactly. So if you want to listen again our interview, you can go on our website www.radioyum.it. And if you want to send us a message, the number is 331-1438-923. If you want, you can also follow us on Instagram and in TikTok with the name Radio U.
We thank you very much, Sevi, our director, and our production, Stella and Benedetta. We are going to stay together after the song.
So, starting with the comparing of the front pages, we have, first of all, The Guardian with the headline Southport suspect charged with terror offense and producing racing. A suspect in Southport, a city in UK, has been charged with a terror related offense and possession of deadly rich poison, raising a significant concern over domestic threat and security measure against the spread of husband materials.
The Guardian also talks about the unfortunate accident of the Italian junior champion skier Matilde Lorenzi, who died at the age of 19. Teenager died in a hospital from injuries sustained in crash, and Lorenzo was overall Italian junior championship last year.
Then we have the Globe and Mail. An official has admitted to sharing sensitive information regarding India's alleged interference in Canadian affairs in US media, bypassing Canada's public disclosure. Then we have the Wall Street Journal. Oil prices drop as Israel strikes avoid Iranian energy sites. After it was confirmed that recent Israel and airstrikes did not affect Iran energy infrastructure.
Moreover, from Israel, Al Jazeera says Israel again bombs Gaza's Beit Laya hours after killing 93 in one strike. Fresh Israel attack on northern Gaza towns kills 19 as U.S. expresses horror at earlier raid that killed 93 people.
Then we have the Washington Post, which we have the two main stories occupied by front pages. So on the left, we have the headline that says, NATO says North Korean troops sent to Ukraine. And then at the right, Harris focuses on Latino voters, underscoring Vice President Kamala Harris, emphasizing on outreach to the Latino community. On accompanying images show Harris at the campaigning rally.
About Harris talks, also the Sky News talks about saying U.S. election latest Harris won election is a choice between country rooted in freedom or chaos, including pinch to voters. So we only a week to go until the election. Kamala Harris has delivered her closing argument to voters, warning that Donald Trump will have an enemies list if he is elected.
Moreover, we have the Daily Mail in the UK version. Always the news about Southport, and the headline is Southport suspect found with recent poison and AI CADA material. So cover further's details of Southport terror. who was allegedly found with extensive material linked to Al-Qaeda, pointing to a potential domestic terror plot inspired by international organization.
And talking about sport, Corriere dello Sport says Conte plus +7 on Inter and plus +8 on Juventus last night's game, Napoli against Milan. Napoli won. And then staying in the sport, we have the Euronews, of course the French newspaper, who says football, talking about the Ballon d'Or football, the Spanish Rodri and Aitana Bonmatí winners of the Ballon d'Or.
Last front pages of today, we have ABC, a Spanish newspaper, a new legal accusation against Belona Gomez over alleged misappropriation of funds. This case adds another chapter to the ongoing scrutiny on financial misunderstanding with Spanish institutions.
In Italy, the vote in Ligure creates problem with the left. The judges of Bologna, with the UE and Germany, Germany, Nazi Germany, will be a secure country. And moreover, El País, Spanish newspaper, with the flutes in Spain. A lot of people disappeared in Albacete for the damage.
Exactly. The headline of El País is multiple deaths in Valencia and six missing in Albacete due to Serb water. Report the tragic losses in Spain.
And finally, from Sky News, tram crashes into shop in Oslo, injuring four people. The first carriage of the blue tram ended up inside a computer shop in Norway's capital after it crashed with about 20 passengers on board. So that was all. Now let's listen to Lady Gaga and Poker Face.
I promise this, promise this. Check this in, 'cause I'm marvelous.
Can't read my, can't read my.
Lady Gaga with Poker Face. Why the song? Because we are going to talk about some political themes, such as...
For example, I would like to talk about the headline of Libero, which is one of the most important Italian newspaper about politics and news. The headline of Libero is that the PD loses but celebrates. In a twin, Italy's center-left PD party has chosen to celebrate a slight increase compared to previous election, despite broader losses in local election. So the slight growth in public support but faces sharp critics over continued political infight, particularly with the populist five-star movement.
Yeah, in fact, the first page of Libero says the Democratic part loses, and and basically the center right of the elections in Liguria won. Also, there is some tensions in the left wing because. As we're going to discuss.
Yes, for example, in Il Corriere della Sera, Liguria vote sparks tension on the left. So after the recent election, Liguria has become a flashpoint for a conflict within Italy left-wing party, adding to the emotional tone. A central photo mourns a young Italian hire Matilda Lorenzi, who passed away on the slopes with the father, now calling for stricter safety regulation.
Yeah, basically the news was also launched by the Guardian. The Italian junior champion Matilda, of the age of 19, died because she had an accident while she was training. She fell and unfortunately hit the face on the ice at a pretty high speed. Of course, she was training in the north of Italy in the Gravande G1 slope in Valsenales. As the accident happened, they brought her took her right away to the hospital, but unfortunately she couldn't recover from her injuries. And tomorrow's are of course going to be the funerals of the girl. She was an Italian really important prospect. In fact, she won the she had raced in the slalom in the World Cup series. Her sister Lucrezia. While she raced on the second tire European Cup circuit, and was the Italian junior overall and Super G champion last year.
Now, I would like to talk about the Rai news, that coverage continues on the Russia and Ukraine conflict with a drone that strikes and increased Ukrainian offers to expand territorial control to the Russian Kursk region. So Russia, meanwhile, has responded with escalated defenses strategies, and there are reports of U.S. pressure on Israel to provide aid to Gaza or face a halt in American arms supplies. So Sky TG24, the headline is, Russia simulates nuclear strike in response to enemy attack, covers Russia's strategies military exercise simulating a massive nuclear response. So this underlined the fears of a nuclear escalation in the region. So Russian defense authorities also report controlling Selidov near Pokrov in Ukraine, making continued tension on the Eastern Front.
Yeah, also another news from Israel and Gaza's conflict. In fact, Al-Jazeera said Israel again bombed Gaza, killing 93 in one strike. The article talks about Israel's military, who again bombed the residential buildings in Gaza, precisely Beit Lahia, killing at least 19 Palestinians. And the latest Israeli bombing was late on Tuesday night, in several homes belonging to the Al-Alo family, according to the Palestinian civil defense in Gaza. The attack came less than a day after the Israeli military bombed a five-story building belonging to Abu Nazar family in Beit Lahia, killing at least 93 people and wounding dozens more. And another news from the conflict: Hezbollah announced the new successor, who is Naim Qassem, the new leader of Hezbollah. Who is really bound to Iran. So these are the news from the conflict in the East.
Now we are going to talk about something lighter. For example, sport. On Gazzetta dello Sport, the headline is "Milan struggles in attack." So Italy's top sport publication. Discuss AC Milan's challenges with offense, which become apparent in their recent match. So, despite their high possession stats and creative players returning from injury, Milan's difficulty in covering opportunities is leaving fans and analysts alike puzzles. So,
Yeah, and the new Ballon d'Or is Rodri, second Vinicius Junior, and third one is Bellingham. This is the first three position. But there has been some. It's kind of a sketchy winnie because almost everybody was sure that Vinicius was going to win this prize. Ancelotti is anyway the best coach of the year, coach of Real Madrid, won the Champions League. Rodri instead was the winner of the European Cup, and he was considered the best. He was also he received the prize for the best player of the tournament, representing of course Spain, the winner of the European Cup.
Radio Yulm. Way to play.
And we have come to an end of this edition. It has been a pleasure to have a conversation with you, and stay tuned for more information. It's 10 and 7.
Yeah, thank you again for having stayed with us. We want to thank Savi for our direction and our production, Stella and Benedetta. So this was the news for this morning. So of course, Radio Yulm always offers music and other news in the afternoon. So stay tuned for the next programs. Thank you again.
Press Review on Radio Yulm.